Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol has a message.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, stingy Ebenezer Scrooge gets a visit from Marley, the ghost of his former business partner, who was also stingy. Marley is wearing chains. Scrooge asks him, "Why the chains?" He says, "I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it, link by link. I put it on of my own free will, and of my own free will I wore it." Marley found that after dying, he reaped what he sowed. Another vivid example of reaping what we sow comes from ancient Israel. God set them free from Egyptian slavery and warned them repeatedly that if they did not keep their vow to worship and obey him, they would be exiled to a foreign country. For 1,000 years, they ignored God's pleas to repent and obey. Then, from 606 to 586 BC, the Babylonians invaded their land 4 times. Jeremiah chapter 52 tells us the enemy destroyed the temple, the palace, luxury homes, key buildings, all the city walls, and forced the people into exile, which lasted 70 years. The nation reaped exile by sowing rebellion against God. God's word urges us not to sow self-centered living, but turn to God by faith in his Son to reap a harvest of good deeds and eternal life.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com